What's going on, y'all? Devon Gibbons with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic, Devon and Joe Torti Show. Here with Philadelphia 76ers, swing man, wing man, big man, all of it, the man of the people, Mike Scott.
Yes,
what's up,
sir,
Mike?
Man. How you doing, man?
I'm
glad
doing great,
here.
Man. It's good to have you here. You've been doing your rounds all day. You had the lunch, the breakfast with the media.
That's right.
Mr. Softy down at the Art Museum steps.
That's right.
Popeyes. And just making all the rounds. And it's funny because Joe and I, last night, we were talking about the debate that was taking over Twitter, the spicy chicken from Chick-fil-A versus the spicy chicken from Popeyes. You had the Popeyes spicy chicken?
I had the Popeyes. You know, my observation was I felt like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it, you know, I gave it an 8.8.
Get out.
Yeah, I gave it 8.8.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they got this little special sauce. They got do feel like it could be a little bit spicier, like the Chick-fil-A. You know, but it's good. I see what the fuss is about.
Okay.
I do see what the fuss is about. It is real. And I ate the whole sandwich.
All
it's real. It's
all
real.
Right. So 8.8 is 8.8. Not a bad start when you are competing with Wendy's and Popeyes, who already had, Chick-fil-A that already had the head start.
Now, you know, I don't know if maybe it's the customer service, but I kind
of
put that Chick-fil-A at a 10. I mean, you know,
those are the nicest people in the
world.
What
I'm saying? Like, sir, you forgot your change. Here you go. You forgot your sauces, you know. So, yeah, man, that's a 10, but 8.8 isn't bad. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great start for them. Great start for you coming in with the trade. First of all, the trade, you spoke about the trade earlier today at the media gathering, and you said you were excited about the trade coming in. Why?
I just felt like I needed some redemption. I didn't play. I feel like I'm my biggest critic, and you know, I like to keep it real. Keep it real myself. Keep it real with everyone else. I just feel like I just didn't play good when I was with the Clippers, and I felt like they was giving me opportunities, and I just didn't. You know, I just didn't play like I should have played. So you know, when I got here, I'm like, you know, EB brought me here for a reason. I see what kind of team he's putting together. Maybe this could be a clean slate, start over, and you know, just play better, just have a better attitude, and you know, just maybe that affected how I played and you know how good it was, and you know, just I feel like it brought a jolt back into my career.
Okay. So. Did you feel like you, as you said, you needed to redeem yourself? Did you feel like in the short time you were here with the postseason, you had that little injury, you came back and played through it? Throughout the playoffs, but do you feel like you did redeem yourself in a sense?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, I didn't shoot the ball as I wanted to, but you know, like I said earlier with the media, it's more about the little things. I felt like I did the little things. I dove on the floor, loose balls, you know, rebound, box my man out, make the extra pass. You know, when. And got into a scuffle. I was right there front lining with my teammates.
Love
and,
it.
You know, just doing something else to, you know, everyone knows I like shooting and scoring.
Sure.
But, you know, just bringing something else to the table when it's not falling. So I feel like I, you know, kind of did those things. And I think, you know, the Philly fans enjoyed that.
And what is it about the 76ers? Once you realize that you were excited about the move, you already had an eye on them. They were a playoff team the year before. Headed towards the playoffs again this past season. Mm-hmm. And what was it about the fit that you saw with you and the Sixers team?
It kind of reminded me of my old Hawks team with, you know, with Al Horford, you know, Kyle Korver, Paul Millsap, Jeff T., Damari Carroll, you know, Kent Bazemore, Shelvin Mack, even EB. EB was on them teams.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt like it was camaraderie. You know, it was togetherness, the system. You know, everyone touched the ball, everyone moved the ball, played for one another. For the most part, no one was being selfish. And, you know, that's how I like to play. And, you know, I loved it. And, you know, Brett Brown's from that Spurs, you know, that Spurs system.
Yeah.
And so was Bud. So it was kind of, you know, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, Mike Scott joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic, Joe Torti, Devon Givens. And when you talk about EB, so I want to ask you this, though. So EB, first of all, did you see this type of EB happening where he goes from the player to executive, not even coach, in the locker room and all, he can be that vet and he can give you guys things to help you with your game, but executive, manager.
I'm going to be honest. Me and Shelvin Mack used to always have talks about EB. Like, man, EB might – I could see EB owning the
team.
Like, be like an owner. Like, he had that aura. Like, you know what I'm saying? We already know he – you know, number one pick. He got the big contract. He's good with his money.
Sure.
And, you know, he's a businessman. And we always like, man, EB going to be like an owner one day. And, you know, you saw that. He came to Philly. You know, I think he signed, you know, just to be like a veteran. And, you know, he moved up from – from there ever since. So
yeah, he did.
He's
that.
On his way.
Did the G League as a general manager, and then he became elevated. GM.
Yeah. So yeah, he's on the way. He's on his way. He's OG. I used to play 3-on-3 full court with him. So it's crazy that, you know, he's the GM of the team I'm on, but it's dope.
All right, so take his EB, the player, veteran, teacher, 3-on-3 full courts, EB, general manager, negotiations.
Mm-hmm, right.
The difference. What's the difference?
I mean, honestly, no, he was always honest. He kept it straight up with me when it came down to free agency. He told me he wanted me to be back. He was trying to figure some things out and, you know, move some things around and see if it was possible for, you know, to bring back the best team as possible. Because, you know, of course, you know, not only he's thinking about me, he's thinking about everybody else. He has to do his job, of course. But, you know, he's always been upfront, honest with me, real cool, down to earth. Good guy. Spoke to him today. Great guy. Hugged me, and you know, I'm glad. I'm happy he's my GM. So yeah.
Yeah, and he's done a nice job. So as we transition to that, Al Horford, one of your former teammates, Josh Richardson coming in, Kyle O'Quinn, Raul Neto, Trey Burke, and all these nice moves, bringing back Tobias and James Ennis as well. Yeah. You look at this team right now, when you speak of the Atlanta Hawks team, you guys went to the Eastern Conference Finals in the 2015 playoffs after the 2014-15 season.
Yeah.
If you look at that team, did you know that you guys were that good? Everyone has the aspirations, but did you have a good sense of being that squad? And if you did or didn't, looking at this one, do you see what are the similarities getting ready for this campaign?
You know, back then, if you would have told me we would have won 60 games that year,
yeah,
I probably would have. Probably be like, nah, I got to see it for myself. Excuse me. But, you know, I just felt like everyone bought into their roles. Like, everyone knew what their role was going to be. Everyone knew, you know, our go-to guys was Paul Millsap, Al Horford. Our shooter was Kyle. Damari was the dog. Teague ran the offense. And everybody else followed in line. You know, me and Matt came off the bench. You know, me, Matt, Bazemore, Tim Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just bought into the roles, and I feel like with this team, it's kind of similar. If everybody can just, you know, for the most part, buy into the role, do what they do, but just do it at the best. You know, if I'm gonna be a pick and pop four, you know, make sure I'm, you know, making all my pick and pop shots, or
like that Golden State game,
exactly. Right. you know, just doing your job, and you know, man, just you know, knowing your role. I think that's one thing I like about myself. Even though that's weird to say, I like about myself, but I know my role, and you know, I know I'm not going to do too much. I know who's the scorers, who's the go-to guys on this team, and you know, for the most part, I know my role.
So, yeah, Mike Scott joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic, 76ers forward, of course, and Al Horford coming in. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk is, of course, helping Joel Embiid and getting him, helping him just grow as a player, being still a young player in this league, but already an all-star, two-time all-star, and one of the better players in the league. Al Horford, though, coming in, has that experience of playing the center position and a natural power forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I love about the move is it's more of a traditional lineup now.
Yeah.
Even
though
Ben is a 6'10", 6'11", power forward, point guard, you now have Embiid at that five where Al is at the four, and that's his natural spot.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what he's going to do to the team. So that dynamic, old school basketball for you with the new school variety as well. How do you see that playing out and working with your squad?
I feel like it'll be great. Joel can learn a lot from Al. You know, as far as professionalism, I'm not saying Joel's not professional because he is, but you know, it's always, you can always get better. Even myself, I can always get better with being professional. I can always, you know, get better with, you know, diet, and you know, you can learn a lot from Al, man, with his, you know, his preparation, his body, takes care of his body. You know, he's just a great dude, and you know, it also puts Tobias at his right spot. You
at
know,
the
Tobias
three.
At the three, he has that mismatch. In this case, is a smaller player. He can always, you know, attack them. So I feel like it's gonna work for everybody.
Yeah, and one of the underrated things I think that we talk about with the Embiid factor is the Ben Simmons part of it, because of how good Al is, as you know, playing with him, playing at that high post where he's a facilitator.
Yeah.
And that will help Ben a lot if Ben is not shooting the basketball well or not shooting at all. Well, you know, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Al is a great passer from that forward position or that center position, wherever he is at the top of the key.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the best things I like about Al. You know, he plays his game. He moves the ball. He's always making the extra pass. You know, sometimes he can get too unselfish, you know what I'm saying? But he's just a great dude, man. He knows his role. He's not going to, you know, do too much. He's not going to do what's not his game. And, great facilitator, and he's a great dude to be with.
And Mike Scott here joining us on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike, one of the things that people knew about you but maybe did not know much about you, and you just explained your game as that guy who would do anything for the team. But how would you, for some who don't know and are listening tonight, how would you assess your game overall for some of the people who don't really know?
I mean, I really...
As you said, scorer in Virginia, everybody wants to score. You know your role now, but...
I mean, I don't know. I just always think I got that dog. I can score. I can just score anybody, especially one-on-one. One-on-one in the post. You know, me and Tobias just always play one-on-one in the post. And, you know, I just always think I have that. I work on my game a lot. You know, I need to become more consistent, you know, with my shots and, you know, attacking smaller players. And that's one thing I feel like I've always could do good, but I need to do better with. But, you know, for the most part, man, I like to get buckets, man. I like to, you know, I like to get buckets. You know, a lot of people think, you know, throw Mike in the game and let him slap somebody or push somebody and get a tech. I mean, it's more to it than I actually do like hooping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's just that comes after, you know, that's when I show up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm there front line. But for the most part, I mean, I want to get buckets. I want to score.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And that was one of the great things in your introductory press conference when the trade happened. Uh-huh. Someone I remember asking when I was there, asking you about your contract possibilities at the end of the season. You were like, man, I don't care about that. I just want to play ball.
Yeah, because, you know, on that team I was with the Hawks, mm-hmm. you know, I saw Damari get paid. I seen, you know, Kent get paid, Tim Hardaway get paid. So, I mean, the money is going to take care of itself. You know, you win as a team, they're going to notice, you know, contract, you know, money. That's going to take care of itself. Trust me, I've seen it happen.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just win, and then, you know, then we can talk about the contracts in July.
Yeah, a couple of things before we get you out of here, Mike. Mike Scott joining us on 97.5 The Fanatic. Again, you've connected with the city already. If there was one thing that you with the Hive is crazy,
mm-hmm.
but if there was one thing that really has stood out for you in the very beginning to say, man, me and this city really connect. Whether it was in February, March, playoffs, the summer,
playoff, that shot, you know, Brooklyn. after that shot in Brooklyn, you know, things really kind of took off, you know, as far as like the Hive. And, you know, when people start getting tattoos with your name, it's like, we're not playing no more. Like, I know, I mean, I get a lot of tweets all day, like, oh, the Hive is stupid, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I'm saying, like, it's real, man. Like, you just can't just go get a tattoo. Like, I mean, unless you want to cover it or remove it, that's on you. But it's real. So, you know, I enjoy it. And, you know, in a few weeks, I'll be getting my tattoo. Everyone will see.
Yeah.
But, you know, I enjoy it, man. It's real. So after that shot in Brooklyn, that's when everything got turned up for me.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That shot was amazing. As you said, cashed out, man. You were just calm. And,
and
Joe was scrambling to get you the ball. Save the ball.
Yeah, Tobias threw a terrible pass. I don't know how he thought that was going
to the lob to the
three
rim.
People around Joe. I don't know how he thought that was going to go, but, you know, Joe made a great tip out pass.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't even think we needed to shoot. I mean, I just shot it. Like, I just keep watching. I over critique myself. I'm like, man, it was still time.
Still time. It was still, it was about eight seconds left. Yeah. But as it turned out, as we know, the great defensive play on the other end, turnover.
I wouldn't take nothing back.
Hey, big
so
shot,
it is it
make
is.
It. And one more, you're a big sports fan, big Philly fan, big football fan, mm-hmm. and can't let you leave without talking about the Eagles in Washington, man. What do you think?
You know, of course I'm a Washington fan. I'm a Redskins fan. But
don't hold that against you.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. You know, born in D.C., raised in Virginia, so it is what it is.
As you should.
It's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough. Week one on the road. It's gonna be tough, man. I don't know if we're gonna start Case Keenum. I don't know if we're gonna start the rookie.
Yeah.
I know it's gonna be hostile. It better be hostile here.
Week one, man.
Week one. Week one in Philly.
Right.
On the road.
Right.
So I mean, I'm a real Redskins fan. It's gonna be tough. It's going to be tough. I'm not going to come here and say we're going to win the Super Bowl or, you know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
Well, that's fair enough. Mike, appreciate your time, man.
Yes,
glad you were able to make the rounds
and
have fun with the Hive and all that. Enjoy the rest of your off season.
Yep.
And I'll be seeing you during the regular season.
Yeah, it's almost time to get to work, though.
Almost.
I'll be ready.
Enjoy the off season, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.